Chair, thank you for giving me the floor on this agenda item 5. It's the general debate. We understood that you want to move forward the agenda. I'm taking the floor, Mr. Chair, to address 3 specific issues. The first one is an information. Just to inform colleagues that the ISU has just circulated a Brazilian proposal concerning a paragraph on finance, the paragraph that you provided in your report, Mr. Chair. We have an amended proposal that was just circulated by the ISU, and my delegation is open to discuss from now until Thursday. We are open to discuss with colleagues about the language provided in this proposal. The second issue that I want to address, Mr. Chair, is a clarification. You said in your statement that it's a tradition that the civil society takes the floor during the MSP. Maybe it's also a tradition that always Brazil takes the floor just after the civil society to make some comments. First of all, this tradition is quite new. I participated in MSP 2007, 2018, 2019, and this one. I just remember such a broad participation of universities, in fact, there are research centers and universities after 2019. And in fact, the clarification, what we saw this morning, for instance, the very balanced and knowledgeable intervention by Professor Filipa Lentzos, it's a very good example of how the NGO community, the civil society, academia can contribute for our negotiations. So I take it in a very positive note that we had such a positive contribution from this group. But at the same time, I paid attention every word that was said by the people that were speaking on the screen. So I remember, for instance, also on a positive note, Georgetown University, the representative of Georgetown University, she said clearly, I'm here representing academia. So that's the need of clarification that we need. That's the kind of clarification that we need, and we will have to discuss it during the review conference. Our position since 2018, that what is presented as NGO community, in fact, at that time, now it's changing, fortunately, was just a group of universities from a few countries. And fortunately, it's changing. As I said, we have a very good contribution this morning from Professor Lentzos. And finally, Mr. Chair, is an acknowledgement. We saw also this morning the statement by Dr. Michael Ryan, the director of the emergency program of WHO. Dr. Ryan took his time. He is leading, in fact, he is leading the WHO response on fighting COVID-19. So if he decided to take his time to address this meeting, and we welcome very much his statement, it's a very good sign, it's a positive sign of how important our discussions are at this point and how important it will be for the review conference. We welcome very much the address of the WHO, and we welcome very much that Dr. Ryan took his time to address this meeting. Thank you, Mr. Chair.